1929, Valentine's Day. Most people send flowers or chocolate on February 14th, but not Scarface. The most infamous gangster of them all, Al Scarface Capone, rose to power by sending a Valentine the world will not soon forget. North side of Chicago, neighbors hear noises from a garage down the street. Inside this grisly scene, 7 dead bodies riddled with bullets. The garage was the hangout of Capone's rival, George Bugs Moran. At around 10:30 a.m., Moran's henchmen were waiting for their boss when 2 uniformed policemen raided the joint. Bad luck, boys. The police were actually Capone's men in costume. Capone's phony cops lined Bugs' goons up against the wall, and then the rattle of Tommy guns rang out. But Capone's men missed the main target, Bugs Moran, because he showed up late for the meeting. Good day to sleep in, Bugs. Even though Moran lived, his gang was in shambles. The mob wars were over. Capone became the undisputed boss of the Chicago underworld, and no one was ever convicted for the killings. But it had another effect, one Scarface didn't see coming. John Q. Public realized how bad mob violence had become and put pressure on law enforcement to put an end to it. The famous Fed, Elliot Ness, and his untouchables went after Capone. In 2 years, he was convicted of tax evasion and sent to the big house, Alcatraz. Over the ages, billions of Valentines have been sent, some from lovers, some from secret admirers, but none of them have lived on like Al Capone's message to a rival gang in 1929, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.